from Isaiah chapter 35. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals, where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And the highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way, even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no bunny bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. If the Son of Peace is there, your peace will rest upon it. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Father, and for all worlds.
and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From ancient times, the Church has set aside this 18th day of October to remember and give thanks for the life and work of St. Luke the Evangelist, who is the author of the Gospel which bears his name, and also of that wonderful book of the Acts of the Apostles. A moment's reflection will show just how much we owe to him. In the New Testament scriptures, there are 208 chapters, and of those 208 chapters, St. Luke is the author of 52 of them. That's roughly one-fourth of the New Testament. How much poorer the Church would be without St. Luke's Gospel and its sequel, the Book of Acts. For were it not for St. Luke, we'd know nothing about the night of Jesus' birth. Nor would we know some of our Lord's most moving parables, which Luke alone records. The parable of the Good Samaritan, the parable of the prodigal son, and also that very vivid parable of the rich man and poor Lazarus. Luke alone tells of Jesus' compassion for the poor widow of Nain, of Jesus weeping over Jerusalem, and of his words to the sorrowing women of Jerusalem as he dragged his cross to Calvary. Luke alone tells us of how the Savior promised paradise to the penitent thief on the cross, and Luke alone records that beautiful story of those two discouraged disciples walking to the village of Emmaus on the evening of that first Easter day. He tells us of their plea, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent," and of how they finally recognize the presence of the risen Savior in the breaking of the bread. It is St. Luke who gives the most complete account of our Lord's ascension at the beginning of the Book of Acts, the sequel to the Gospel. Luke alone tells the stirring story of the first Pentecost with the Holy Spirit's coming, when for the first time the saving death and resurrection of the Lord were proclaimed to the world. And Luke records for us not just once, but three times, the account of Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus. Luke tells us of Paul's missionary journeys and of how Paul finally arrives at Rome and there in the very heart of the empire preaches the gospel of the crucified and risen Savior. And were it not for St. Luke's Gospel, how much poorer would be the worship of the Church? Luke alone records the song of the mother of our Lord when she visited her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, that song of Mary we call the Magnificat, "My soul doth magnify the Lord," a song which has been sung daily at Vespers since time out of mind. Luke also records the song of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, when he was born, the song we call Benedictus, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel," which for centuries on end has been sung at Matins. Luke alone records the song of the angels on the night of Jesus' birth. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." a song which then has had a place in the chief divine service for centuries on end. And then there is that tender song of the aged Simeon as he held in his arms the 40-day-old Christ child, the Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. A song which we sing after we have received the Savior's body and blood in Holy Communion. A song which is also often sung at Vespers. Yes, how much poorer the church's worship would be had not St. Luke recorded these wonderful songs surrounding the Savior's birth. Yes, how much poorer the church would be had Luke not written the gospel which bears his name and its sequel, the book of Acts. So who was St. Luke? By birth, he was not a Jew, but a Gentile. By vocation, he was a physician. And he came to faith in our Lord on some unrecorded occasion. It's often been said that in his writings, Luke shows the physician's eye for detail, for careful observation. We first meet him as a disciple and companion of Paul during his second and third missionary journeys, accompanying Paul all the way to Rome. And as we heard this morning in Paul's second letter to his young co-worker Timothy, Luke alone was with Paul in his last imprisonment as he faced martyrdom. We don't know exactly what prompted Luke to write his gospel. It's been suggested that such an account was needed by Paul and the churches he founded. But whatever the occasion may have been, at the beginning of his gospel, Luke says that although he himself was not an eyewitness to the life of Jesus, the gospel, he writes, is in fact based on the testimony of eyewitnesses. He writes, inasmuch as many have taken to compile a narrative of the things which have been accomplished among us, just as they were delivered to us by those who were eyewitnesses. And if people have often asked how Luke could know the intimate story of Jesus' birth and childhood, from ancient times, the answer has been that he surely learned this from the mother of the Lord. In his gospel, Luke several times stresses the fact that Blessed Mary pondered in her heart all that had happened, and that she was one who heard the word of God and kept it. So you can see just how much there is to thank God for on this festival of St. Luke the Evangelist. God forbid that we should ever take for granted any of his countless blessings, including the wonderful writings of St. Luke. Here we see so vividly the matchless love of the Savior for the whole lost world. Here we see so vividly the Holy Spirit mightily at work, both in the life of the Savior and of his holy church. And here we also see that praise and thanksgiving are the beating heart of the church's life. So giving thanks for all this, let us then also hear, read, mark, learn, and take to heart all that St. Luke has written, so that by the encouragement he thus provides, we may ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, and may with St. Luke follow the path that leads to the life everlasting and the joy eternal. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us now stand and pray for the church and for the whole world. Let us pray. We humbly implore you, Almighty and most merciful Father, graciously to receive these our prayers which we bring before you, for your holy church throughout all the world, that you would be pleased to guard, to govern, and to keep it in concord and peace everywhere, and to grant that all who confess your holy name may agree in the truth of your holy word and live in unity and godly love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all bishops, pastors, and ministers of your word, especially Matthew, the chief pastor of our synod, John, the chief pastor of this district, the chaplains of the armed forces of our nation, and the missionaries of your grace at home and abroad. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Graciously regard your servants, the President of the United States, the Governor of this state, the Congress and our legislature, our judges and magistrates and all the rulers of the earth, and grant them wisdom and understanding, that under their peaceable governance, your people may be guarded and directed in righteousness, quietness, and justice. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Have mercy upon the infirmities of all people. Deliver the world from error. Take away disease. Ward off famine. Set free those who are innocently imprisoned, especially those who are in suffering for your name's and for your truth's sake, and those who are prisoners of war. Grant a safe return to the wayfarers, health to the sick, consolation to the bereaved, and light to the erring. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Keep in the protection of your holy angels all who travel. Give to our loved ones your help and your favor, and a constant sense of your nearness and of your love. And to the enemies of your church, grant the grace of repentance unto salvation. Lord, in your mercy, we also remember before you, O Lord, your servants and handmaidens who have gone before us with the sign of faith and are now fallen asleep, especially your faithful servant Luke the evangelist, and all those so dear to us whom we name in our hearts before you. Grant that we together with them may be partakers of your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Let us sing hymn 621.